The waters of our shoreline are home to an unusually rich array of sea life, and in Kirk Lombard's view, almost all of it is both catchable and edible. Lombard is the author of a new book, The Sea Forager's Guide to the Northern California Coast, which offers field-tested techniques for bringing home everything from sharks to shellfish and octopi to anchovies, as well as instructions on what to do with them when you get there. Yes, that includes recipes. But a lot of the saltwater fauna he writes about are underdog fish that rarely get much attention.
Because the stories of some of those fish are so awesome, and yet they're sort of taken for granted. In many cases, they're lost in plain sight because these are very common species. I think that the stories of those are great, and a lot of people are unfamiliar with them. So stories of those underappreciated fish are often very fun to write, and I think they're fun to read.
With chapters on seaweed, invertebrates, and what he calls forage fish, Lombard says his title represents an inclusive and representative description of its thoroughly illustrated contents.
I don't think that the gathering of those things falls into the term fishing. You can't really say you're fishing. Even for crabs, if what you're doing is using a trap, you're crabbing for crabs. Or if you're picking seaweed, you're foraging seaweed. Even digging clams, I think that's more of a foraging activity than a fishing activity. I wanted to include everything. And I think in its broadest scope, fishing, especially some of the techniques that I talk about, like poke pulling, falls more directly into the definition of foraging than fishing.
But fishing is mostly a sideline for Lombard, with writing as his first love. And the Sea Forager's Guide grew out of his popular and quirky blog called The Monkey Face News, which he says was based on his exploits in, quote, fishing the urban waters around San Francisco.
It wasn't really like most fishing websites where it's really about the ego of the person holding up the large fish to show you how skilled a practitioner in the arts of fishing he or she is. This was more an examination of the underground of fish. So I would make posts about mudsuckers and extol the virtues of surf perch fishing and write about monkey face eels, which was a really cool creature that I became very adept at and interested in catching.
Lombard, a New York transplant now ensconced in Moss Beach near Santa Cruz, is a lifelong fishing fanatic with an appreciation for everything in the intertidal ecosystem and beyond, and a fine-tuned sense of ethics and sustainability, which begets an appreciation for the importance of bait fish.
What makes a great bait fish is one that stays alive a long time after being impaled on a hook, you know. So I kind of thought it was my duty to extol the virtues of some of these creatures so that we do not overlook that they are also really cool on their own right, just wiggling and wriggling for a long time on a hook.
Though bait fish are typically strange-looking bottom dwellers, Lombard says they share another offbeat characteristic, complicated and unconventional common names. Examples he cites include the longjaw mudsucker, the plainfin midshipman, a type of toadfish, or the Pacific staghorn sculpin, or bullhead for short. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.